Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome into the Coppola Studios for episode 213 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. I just came from Gateway Buick GMC, got my car washed.
You just hang out there, don't you?
I hang out there all the time.
I see you on the billboards.
It's so
fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
So
I always have the kids. I'm like, it's Miss Emily.
We were shooting commercials today because sometimes they don't have me up there. It's like something else.
Yeah.
But we were shooting commercials today and we were out on the used lot. They've got lots of cars, by the way, because remember when there was like no cars on car lots?
Yes.
It was real kind of creepy and apocalyptic. Yes. Anyway, lot is full at Gateway Buick GMC. Anyway, shooting commercials today, and Gary, my producer, was like, oh, looky there. And I look up and I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, why do you react that way? And I'm like, because it's awkward. It's really awkward. I was like, when was that picture taken? I needed a spray tan. Like,
oh,
I immediately go like dissecting, which obviously we've talked about this. I picked the wrong profession, but I'm on television and, you know, it's a visual medium.
Yes.
But anyway, Gateway's great. They're the best. So, and we're here in the Coppola Studios. Yes. I'm glad we're both here in the Coppola Studios. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Big week. Masters week is this week.
Yes.
That means Colonial's right around the
does
corner.
Mean Colonial's right around the corner.
The Charles Schwab Challenge.
Yes, the Charles Schwab Challenge. So many reasons that we love working with the Coppola brand, and one of them is that we feel that they do a really good job getting out in the community. And they will be out at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club coming up this May. It's like late May. It's on my calendar. I want to go out there. And
let's
we
party.
Need to coordinate it. Yeah.
You should have a sleepover. You
okay.
And spend the night.
Okay. That sounds great.
No kids.
It's like the weekend of the 24th or something,
Which
is Anna's birthday.
Oh.
But her birthday's Friday. So maybe like we could pull off a Saturday night thing or something like that. But we definitely are going to head out there. And if you go out there, you will see the Coppola wine all over the place because they are the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge. Coppola also does a really wonderful job of supporting the Do It for Durrett Foundation. And their wine is delicious. I always have some on hand to bring to a gathering. I just had something on Easter. It was like, oh, grab a bottle of Coppola Prosecco to show up with something in
your
hand.
That's jam.
That's my jam.
I know. This is my jam. We're drinking the Sauv Blanc.
Yeah,
I like
the Sauv Blanc today. And this Claret.
Claret.
Yeah, the Claret.
Like the Claret jug.
Is right here. Kelly loves this one.
Yeah.
And this is the part of the Diamond Collection, which is their signature offering.
And this is the director's cut. It's like super fancy. It's got like a film reel going around the bottle.
Uh-huh.
And the fancy director's cut. So I haven't tried this one. It's like one of those where you like you feel like it's super special. So
it is special. It was part of our tasting though, I think. When Lisa Hand, as you like to
say. Lisa Hand or Andrea Card. Bless
my
really
heart. Dry.
Is it dry?
But we liked it.
Yeah.
It was good. Okay. We all tried it.
Okay. Yeah, it was really good.
I may take one on the road.
I'm still up for that claret one.
Yeah, it's good.
That one's fantastic.
It is. It's it's just a smooth, easy.
It's really good.
Bread. So thank you to Coppola.
You said you might take it on the road?
I think so, because I'm headed out on the road for the first time.
Oh! Are you excited? Nervous?
Yeah. Well, let's table that for a second.
Okay.
I want to talk about you, because you were Miss Mexico.
Yes.
I mean,
Señorita Julieta.
I mean,
si.
Did you brush up on that Espanol?
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. So I married into a Canadian family, so, like, they know they don't have Spanish culture all around them,
right,
like we do here in Texas.
Sure.
So they think I'm like fluent in Spanish. I'm like, I can say like 20 words maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but like I can sort of carry on a conversation.
It's like you're at the restaurant, you're like, guys, I got this. I got this. And you're like, necesito comida, por favor.
I need food. Yes. There was a moment where like Kelly was going to grill for the whole family. Kelly's dad was bringing over steaks and chicken, and the propane tank wouldn't work. We needed a new one. And so they called the concierge guy, and he brought over a new propane tank, and it wasn't working. And so Kelly's like, Julie, you need to come out here and talk to him.
Translate, please.
And
translate.
I'm like, okay. And I go out there, and he's like, and I was like, I literally said pretty much what you just said. I was like, la cena esta noche. Like, this, can we use this for dinner tonight?
Okay.
And he was like, oh. He was like, 2 horas. Like, 2 hours. And I was like, okay. And then Kelly was like, here's some money. And he was like, 2 minutes.
Stop it.
And he like ran and grabbed something off another propane tank and then came and put it on ours and was like, here you go. Anyway, but I'm like, that's because of my little bit of Spanish.
That is very impressive.
Yes.
Yes. Good for you.
I just love Mexico. I know you do.
I do too. Oh, I'm not a big flyer or desire to travel the world. Maybe that will change. And I always said if I married someone who that was their wish and that was their desire, I would absolutely accommodate and do that. Mike is very similar to me.
Okay.
He would rather be on a stream fly fishing.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever than anywhere else. And so for me, I'm like, I would rather be posted up in a, you know, a pool lounge chair.
Yeah.
With someone bringing me margaritas, palomas.
Well, they're really good at that. Yeah.
Salsa, guacamole.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's just, I think we're at the point in our lives where we're so effing busy.
Yeah.
Where when we go on vacation, we just want to chill the fuck out.
Right.
Like, you know, I think eventually I'll get to that like adventure, you know, itinerary thing, but I'm just not there.
You're
right
so
now.
Busy. That I makes just, total sense.
No, I'm just not there right now.
In resort, like the all-inclusive resort, like you can't beat it. Now when we go to Cabo, because Kelly's dad lives there in the winter, they call them like snowbirds. All the Canadians that come down there in the winter, they have a big old Canadian like community. It's really funny.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Where are we?
It's like all the retired, you know.
Maybe we could be snowbirds.
I would love to be a snowbird.
I don't know. Cabo? I don't care. Puerto Vallarta?
Except we don't live somewhere that gets snow.
I don't care.
That's part of the
problem. Remember that one time we had an ice storm? Yeah. Shit was bad. Hey, I'm going to Mexico.
Yeah. My neighbors are like heat birds, I guess is what you want to call them.
Oh, they come down south.
So no, they go to Idaho during the summer.
Yeah, we're kind of the opposite.
Here for the winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another thought. I'm out on that. Just for the record,
right?
That. But
yeah,
to each his own. Okay, so but fun time,
it
family.
It was so fun.
Were
it
you
was
able
lovely.
To unplug? How are the kids?
Like I'm never too worried about unplugging all the way, just because, especially with like this, I wanted to keep a few things going.
Yeah.
The radio I was able to unplug, which makes for a rude awakening when you come back, because part of my job is keeping up with everything.
Stuff.
Like yesterday, we're talking Rangers, and I was like, so how are we doing? But because I really did try to unplug from like following all the news. But the best part of it for me was like, well, seeing family and then just getting a whole week with the kids and no work and no school.
Nowhere to be. Yeah.
Nowhere to be. And like Anna's a little, she's like COVID era baby. So she's barely been anywhere. And like, she just, oh my gosh, seeing her like playing in the first time she saw the beach, which she's seen in Port Aransas, but it's not quite the same.
No.
Like first just jumping up and down screaming, like giddy. Oh. And then we took her snorkeling and she said it was the best day of her life. And like just her, you know, just enthusiasm about like getting to see the world. Like that's where I told Kelly, I'm like, wow, I could really see like, you see some of these families on Instagram. They travel all around with their whole family, and they'll like make a whole Instagram account out of it and get famous or whatever, and that becomes their job. Now, I don't want to do that, but I can see like just the beauty in taking your kids with you places.
Yeah.
And Kelly and I are lucky that we have that Kauai trip every 2 years with the friends who have the place in Kauai. So we kind of know we have that. So I'm like, I want to bring them now. They're at a really fun age to explore and to ask fun, good questions and to learn. And Anna was calling me mama, mama the whole time, like trying to act like she was spent, like, you know, Hispanic.
Well, and two, when you get like down to where you're not lugging 800 pounds of shit for each child, like when they can travel on their, you know.
Oh, they have a suitcase just like us. It's like
suitcase
clothes.
And then a backpack. It's like, you know, my kids know when they travel, you've got a suitcase, you've got a backpack. Like what you and now we're to the point where they pack their own bags.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a sweet spot too, where it's like, and sometimes I've learned the hard way, I don't really check them, which one time somebody forgot underwear.
Same.
And like shit happens, but whatever, but like have them having that independence where you pack your stuff there. I'm like, how many outfits? And I don't know. It's just something that I feel like sometimes too, I'm such a control freak that I'm like, you know, and not because I'm trying to control my kids, but just because I'm trying to control the situation. Like what, you know, that it's good for me to be like, you go do this, you go pack. And
it's good for them.
It's a, very much so. Especially when I'm your mother, like it's because I need to, because I'm not a helicopter parent.
Yeah.
But I'm a control freak, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I hover over my kids unless they're packing for a trip. So anyway.
I know what you mean.
It's nice to be at that age, right, where your kids are to, like, you don't feel like it's this giant chore and you're constantly having to entertain and look after them and they're kind of independent.
Yeah, and, like, they can experience. Don't have to worry about, like, pools and, you know, oceans, you always worry.
Yeah.
Because oceans are scary. We only did 2 days of beach, but yeah, like all of those reasons. It was just really cool, and it made me want to take them on more trips, you know?
Yeah, good.
It was fun, like just seeing, especially, and I guess just because she's a little younger and hadn't, Ryder'd been to Cabo once. And
yeah.
But just like, you know, having a pina colada and like handling both of them, because we went into Cabo one day. We stay outside of Cabo, so we're not in the city. Kelly's dad lives in San Jose del Cabo, and then he put us up in a really awesome house, like resort in the Palmia area that we would never have been able to afford on our own. But this was his birthday. Like, this is what he wanted for everybody to go. And that's what he knew it would take probably to get both of us to activate and go. Otherwise, we're like, we can't go on a big trip right now.
Right.
And Kelly's brother, too. So the cousins all got to see each other after a year and a half, be in the same house, like run around together, have so much fun. And then we did go into Cabo one day, and just seeing the kids, like, how do they handle, like, all of these people coming up to them, like, every 2 seconds, well, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want a hat? Do you want a necklace? And they started learning, no gracias. Yeah. But then they ask, like, why are they asking? And you explain, like, they're trying to make money, and, you know, and Ryder's like, is it so they can have shelter? You know, like, little things like that, like, just all of these teachable moments, you know. We did pull them from a week for school, but I thought so many times while we were there, like, wow, they're learning so much more, you know.
100%.
Being like exploring this new culture and asking these types of questions and learning about the climate and the ocean and the fish and all of that. So once I got there, I was like, okay, now I don't feel bad for pulling them from school, but I had never done that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a wonderful trip.
Good.
Thank you for asking.
I'm so glad you had fun.
Yeah.
So glad you had fun. And I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And then I head out next.
Yes.
So we had Jared Sandler last week. He was fantastic.
I love how it seemed like he really opened up to you.
He was great. And I didn't know how much we would talk about the fertility stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know, but he and Emily have been relatively open about it in the hopes of like helping others and all that kind of stuff. And, I just hope so much the best for them. Those two deserve, you know, the world. And I hope that it all works out, but it is a stark reminder of, you know, having a baby is not a given, and it can be a hard thing for people. And so,
For
super
sure.
Thankful to Jim.
Well, and I think that's one of the beauties of our show is, especially when you bring in personalities, people that people are familiar with in their professional role.
Yeah.
Whether it's an athlete or a broadcaster or whatever, and you get to see the other side of them. I think that's really cool, and I love that that's kind of what we like to do here, because there were already comments even on his social media like, wow, I had no idea. Like, you're such a professional broadcaster, right?
Yeah.
You don't think someone like that has a real life and real struggles, and he finally got this play-by-play for, you know, doing the 10 games on TV. It's like, man, everything he's ever wanted, he's getting there. It's like, actually, he's a real human that is still really struggling in certain aspects of his life, and that makes people more relatable. And
well, and I think that's too why whenever I had my fertility struggles and we did IVF with Henry, I was very private about it while we were doing it.
Yeah.
Because we only did it one time.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would have handled it if we would have had to go on the journey that Jared and Emily have gone on. But ever since then, I've been very, like, once we had, I got pregnant with Henry and we had him, I've been very open about the fact that, I, you know, that that was an issue for me. And
yes.
If nothing else, to hope, to try to make people feel like they're not alone because there was such the stigma attached. I mean, remember when you were, I don't know if it was this way when you were growing up, but we called them test tube babies. Like, if someone was born by IVF, I think we called them, you were a test tube baby.
Wow. Like, and now it's probably like one in five or something.
What is a test tube baby? So awkward.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Petri dish, I think. anyway, but surely it's not a Petri dish. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. But yeah, so we're super thankful to Jared for coming on and pinch hitting for you.
That was great.
He was awesome, and I'm glad you had a wonderful time. I'm back in baseball-ish mode. Go on my first road trip. We leave Thursday. I'll go to Houston for 3, Detroit for 4. The team will go to Atlanta for the third leg of the trip, but I will come home because there's only one game that's on local television in the Braves series because we have so many effing national games.
Right. I've already noticed.
Won the World
Series. Two so far, right?
And that's why I can't. No, I think it's been like 3.
Wow.
It's been crazy. And so I can't really feel like I'm in a rhythm of baseball, but now I'm working 11 straight games in the middle of this right now. And I think this will kick me into high gear. Like, you know, last night during the game, I'm like, I don't have a childcare calendar. Like, I'm working for 11 straight nights and I'm out of town for 7 of those. I got to figure out who the fuck's taking care of my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, you know, I'm getting there back into the baseball mode. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been great to be back. It's been fun being the World Series champions. I still don't have my ring.
Oh.
So the boys got their rings. Tier one got their rings on the Saturday after opening day. So before game 2. And then we were informed that there's a dinner for the rest of us on April 15th. Well, I'm going to be in Detroit, I think, or somewhere.
With the team.
I will be with the team. So I won't be a part of that, so I don't know when I'm going to get it. I've told those responsible for giving me my ring that I don't really care how I'm given it.
Right.
Just give it to
me. You don't need a ceremony.
I don't need a ceremony. Just show me the ring. So anyway, I'm excited about that. It'll be super fun. And I'm actually excited about going on the road.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a good little, you know, it's a jump start for everybody, you know, to kind of get everybody into gear in my family, just because mom does a lot during the off season. So anyway, but it's been a good start to the season. The Rangers are okay. We're good. 6-4 right now. We're taping.
Yeah,
on
I wish they would have won.
I know you take the first two from the Astros and then you drop the second two, which stinks. But, you know, lots of moving parts. Josh Young injury doesn't help anything. Nathaniel Lowe is still out. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, but they just need to, you know, kind of keep their heads above water here in April and then wait till reinforcements get here. But I'm not worried about them at all. And it's just so much fun to be in this position to where you're expected to be good instead of, like, you know, you're expected to be bad.
Right. And like almost that doom and gloom mindset from the get-go, like which Rangers fans have had to deal with
a lot. And like after one loss, you'd be like, oh, here we go again.
Right. Now it's going to be a long season.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, okay. What all do we need to get into? Because I have something I need to show you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We have a guest coming up a little bit later.
Yes.
You don't want to miss awesome doctor. Yes. She's smoking hot.
Yes.
So pretty.
She's great.
So smart and so nice. Like something, I wonder what's really wrong with her. Like there's got to be something wrong.
I think it's just that she's really busy.
I think she's really smart.
She works
she's
a lot.
Really nice and she's really pretty. Yeah.
Yes,
so anyway,
for sure.
Yeah, we've got a fun chat with a doctor coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Anything specific we need to get to before I reveal my surprise for you?
Well, so that was kind of a little bit of a Rangers catch up, but let's go ahead and do sports squirts and then do a quick little Mavs and Stars, and we can throw the Eclipse in there because it was a score yesterday.
Yes. Okay.
And then we can move forward.
Okay.
Sports scores this week brought to us by our friends over at Epic Waters. Hopefully you've been out there to check out the water park. It's the largest standalone indoor water park in Texas, and it's actually up right now for one of the top indoor water parks in all of the U.S. And last I saw, they were leading the votes, and they were coming in first in that in that contest that they have going on right now. So you can go to our socials and you can vote for them and just know that it is TMG approved. There are 12 different water attractions, the longest indoor river and outdoor wave pool, full service bar, which we utilized, birthday parties available, which we gave away, one awesome epic birthday party out at Epic Waters, and a 4,000 foot square foot arcade that maybe a lot of people don't realize. There's also a giant arcade, which in my opinion is like enough of a reason to go outside of the water park. Kids love arcades too, so now you have both of them in the same spot. It's an 80,000 square foot facility. There's something for everybody, and this is for kids and moms of all ages. It's a lot of fun. Summer all year round, 86 degrees, and you have to use our discount code if you go. Just go ahead and book now. Maybe you want to book it for a week or two out from now, or the next time you know the kids have a day off of school. Like for me this week, there's
gosh.
Randomly.
Seriously.
But our discount code will save you 20% on your admission. The code is TheMomGame. Use it in the coupon code box at checkout. You can also find them at Epic Waters GP on Instagram. They're also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Go support our friends over at Epic Waters. Tell them that the mom game sent you, please.
Yeah, and it's fun.
And it's super fun.
Soup's fun.
So really all I have on the Mavs and the Stars is that they are both good.
And they're hitting their stride at the perfect time.
They are hitting their stride at the perfect time. Four games left, I believe, for each of them.
It's so crazy how this time of year, like April, because baseball starts and then you're getting into the end of the regular season for the Stars and the Mavericks. And
yeah.
They're all good. It's been a while since that's happened.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. Like, there's just a buzz around the city, I feel like. And the Stars have been good all season, and they actually have a chance to, like, compete for a Stanley Cup this season. You just hope that everybody's kind of healthy in the playoffs, that Jake Oettinger really gets rolling. He's been really good in the playoffs before, their goaltender. But they're playing really well. They're a really deep team, and that's what you need to win in the playoffs. You have to have a deep team because you're going to have injuries, and you're going to have people with aches and pains and bruises and this and that, and you have to have people that can hit hard, and the Stars have all of that, and they have a coach that's been there, they have a captain that's been there, they have a Tyler Seguin veteran leader that's been there, and a goaltender that's had some really good playoff experience. So I feel really good about where they're at right now. The Dallas Mavericks, four games left of their season, and they are vibing so hard.
Kyrie and Luka are so, like, they're like the two best friends that anyone can
they
have.
Really are.
They're,
it's
so
kind of crazy. I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, so you're telling me, like, with Kyrie Irving and all of his stuff that he came here with, whatever, he got a clean slate.
I don't
think Mavs fans have seen anything.
The cleanest slate ever. And that dude is effing money in the way he plays,
yes,
and the things that he says. Every time I hear him talk, I'm like, this dude is gold. Like, yeah. And I don't care, whatever. I don't care whatever
he's like.
He
such
said
a
before.
Deep thinker. It's
yes,
like, he's such a deep thinker. He like to, you know, we was talking about Tim Hardaway Jr. struggling with shooting, and he's like, well, I sat down with him and talked to him about life and figured out what was that might be at the root of like his shooting problems. Like that, he's that kind of leader. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, he started going off, right? But he just he connects with his teammates at a different level, and it's really, really cool. But like, it's just funny to think about, like, are Jason Kidd and Mark Cuban, like, are those the two perfect people that could handle Kyrie Irving?
Right.
Like, is this the perfect situation that
to
he could have found
in
himself
an environment
in?
Where he's comfortable.
Where he's comfortable. Right. And, like, you know, the one of the big question marks was Luka, and how could Luka handle another ball handler and sharing the load and all of that. And he, I think, has very much welcomed it because he gets very tired later in the season.
From the outside, it looks like the perfect chemistry experiment. It worked.
It worked. You
know, and it took a little while. I mean,
and the trade deadline additions, like,
oh, for sure,
bolstered it.
Well, and two, I love that, like, the Dante Exum has had, like, two game-winning shots in the last couple weeks that, like, they deferred to him.
Yep.
I think one of them, like, Luka set the screen, and that's what you have to have.
Yep.
And it's hard when you have someone at the talent level that Luka has for them to be like, okay, I'm going to defer.
Yep.
And I think Kyrie's brought that out in him. And like I said, I am a casual observer of the Mavs, but they are fun to watch. They're easy to root for. And they just seem like a bunch of good dudes, like you said, that are just they're vibing, which is a, you know, kind of cheesy to say, but it's the perfect time for them to do
it. It is, and it's been a long road to get here.
Yeah.
Like, remember last season how bad it sucked at the end? And that was with Kyrie and Luka, and it was just like, and then all of a sudden they decided to tank with, like, a few games left. It's like, no, you can't just tank now. Like,
so awkward.
It was so awkward and bad, and people, it was just bad, like, totally mishandled. And from there to where they are now, I think is just really exciting for Mavs fans.
Yeah.
And the fact that both those teams are really good and have four games left and then the playoffs start, like, it's about to get crazy around here. Like, people, I mean, the AAC is going to be hopping. I got to get some tickets.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. Yeah. And then all while that's going on, the Rangers starting back up again. It's just, like you said, a really fun time.
It is a fun
time. To be
time.
Here in DFW if you're a sports fan.
I know. Okay. Speaking of sports, it wasn't exactly a sports, but a sport. So my neck is sore today from staring up at the sun. I mean, okay, let me just be brutally honest. I was like, my mom called like three times eclipse day, and she's like, do you have glasses? And I'm like, no. Hattie's asking me in the morning, where are you watching it? I'm like, I'll just walk outside. You know, what do you have?
Oh, you're downplaying.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the dogs? I'm like, I don't know. They'll be fine. Anyway, I'm just like, so finally, like, I don't know what time I have to be at work on eclipse day. I don't know if they're going to, like, have gates open early for the media so we can film the guys looking up at the sky. I don't know. So I just am kind of in a holding pattern. I'm ready if I need to go. Find out I don't have to be at work till like 3. And so I'm like, go over to my girlfriend's Lisa's house. And my mom comes because she's Nana. And then my friend Jennifer. So there was four of us. And we got some lunch and we were eating. And then it starts to happen. And then we get out. And so then you start getting sucked in. And you're like, okay, this is cool. Looks like the MasterCard logo, like with the sun going over the moon. And then it gets close. And then it happens. And it's like, oh my God, totality! We're in totality! This is amazing! It's so cool! This is so great! It's so dark in the house! Everything's dark!
Like, I mean, all you can do is scream like that. Like, that's what I did.
Literally at the top of my lungs.
Yes.
Ah! Like, what are we? I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Totality makes us scream!
Yes! But it was so, I am so glad. Because my girlfriend Lisa is like, oh, I've got glasses for you. I'm totally nerding out. I've blocked off my calendar from 1 to 3 because she's got a big high-level job and she's on Zooms all damn day. But anyway, she's like, I blocked it off. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'll come over. And I'm so glad that I did because it was so much fun. It was so cool to see. My kids were at school. They said it was awesome. They said they had a blast. I think they would have had – they definitely had way more fun being with their friends and classmates than they would have with me, especially since I was kind of a curmudgeon to start the day. But I thought it was amazing, incredible, so cool. We were in the path of totality.
So cool.
And I get to the clubhouse. I ask the guys. They're like – I mean, Marcus Simeon's showing me pictures. He's like, look at this one I got. And he was like – I mean, Bruce –
they were blown away too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Boach talked – said it was a bonding experience for the team. They all went out together. Like, it was fun. And so it's like, you know, I was just kind of, not that I was like poo-pooing it. I just was like,
we've never seen it, so we don't know how cool it's
going to
be. And
I was like, I just don't really have any plans for it. Like, I've got to work later, you know, a couple hours or an hour after. Like, there's not a whole lot I can do to, like, make this a cool, fun thing. But I'm glad that I shared it with some friends and my mom and it was fun. It was really cool. And then I heard the playback because I wasn't listening to you guys when it was happening, but I listened to the playback this morning of all, like, the collective freak out on your radio station was fucking amazing.
I know. It was so fun.
Like, just like what I did.
Yeah. I mean, my show doesn't start till 2, so it wasn't going to be going. And I was like, hello, I want to go on the air. We all have to be doing this together. So we all went and joined them to watch it together out at Clyde Warren Park.
Yep.
Which so many people were out there. It was like, I feel like the perfect place to be. It's like such a communal kind of experience, you know? And everyone just screams, like you said. And you just freak out. I looked over at Mike Ryder and he was like a little schoolboy laughing. Like, it was the cutest thing.
And it's like, there's no reaction. Like, do you clap? I mean, it's just like, I feel like that my innate,
and it's like the perfect amount of time. It's like just 2 minutes or whatever. It's crazy.
And we were like, look at how dark, look at inside. It's so dark. This is just, take your glasses off. Like, it was like, everybody just like freaked the fuck out.
Yeah. That's really genuinely, I think what everybody did, that's what we did, and it just happened to be on the radio.
Yeah.
I was a little bit, like, scared. It was a little bit eerie at one point. I was like, and I was with a whole bunch of people. I was like, is someone going to do something bad?
Because then you're like, what happens if the moon just stays there?
Right. Like, what happens if somehow it blows up? Like, what happens if the world blows up? Like, it was,
I never thought about
that. You didn't?
Y'all, don't get me started on this, because there were some weird things going on yesterday with, like, CERN opening up their hydron particle accelerator.
No, what?
Saturn? What?
CERN. It's, they're looking to, like, the God particle and all that kind of stuff.
But send me that stuff. I'll use it.
I will. Later. And then NASA launched 3 different rockets yesterday. I showed it to Yvonne in the sky. I'm like, see, there it is. Like, told you. So don't get me started on the
Send it to me.
I will.
Send it to me.
I want you to talk about all the conspiracy theories.
I was just about to say, we've got conspiracy theory Ashley in the house.
Right.
So after the eclipse. Y'all. Okay.
Oh dear. I don't think I have any brain space.
I don't either. Okay.
Well, it was really wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it was 2 minutes of nothing but glory.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. Just.
Well, it was only 2 minutes in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was so fun. Yay, eclipse.
Yeah. It was so cool.
And we'll never see it again.
I know.
But that's okay.
And it was so funny.
Cool. 2042.
Not here. You have to travel to it.
I thought it was 2042 was the next time it was.
Yeah,
here.
But I don't.
No, the next total eclipse is 2372 or something.
Hmm.
We're in Dallas. Yeah, it might be a partial one.
Oh yeah, then. For sure a partials, but not a. We won't be in the path of totality.
It was so funny hearing Anna's take, because you know she watched it with all the other kindergartners, and I'm sure her teacher taught her about it. But after school yesterday, she's like, "Yeah, that's the." Only one that Miss Doak, her teacher's name is Miss Doak. She's like, that's the only one that Miss Doak's going to see. She's going to be dead.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, well, we all probably will, but that's also a really weird thing to explain to your kids.
Yes, please.
She's like, am I going to see it again? I'm like, no, like, we'll probably all be in heaven.
Yeah, we'll have kind of a, yeah, we'll get, yeah. It's similar.
It's so really weird. Close. Her little brain. So
yeah.
It's very.
I know. I texted Hattie when because I didn't see the kids after school, and I texted. I'm like, "What'd y'all think of the eclipse?" And Hattie just texted back, "Slay." And I was
like, okay, if it's cool enough for Hattie,
awesome.
If it's cool enough for Hattie, it must
okay,
be good.
We've got to get to our guest.
Yes.
But before we do, I talked about I didn't have my World Series ring, and I don't, but I do have this.
Oh my gosh, Emily, what is this?
Julie?
Yes.
Youth sports.
No.
Are out of control.
I'd say so.
This is what Henry got.
Oh my gosh.
And his team, because they won a baseball tournament.
Oh my gosh.
What?
What in the world?
What is happening?
yeah, that's a lot.
Okay.
But I can see why they'd want it.
So, okay. So I'm doing this for 2 reasons. The first reason is youth sports is a little out of control.
Yes.
Like on a lot of levels.
Yes.
Whatever. That's an episode for another day.
Yeah.
But the second, I just forgot my second point, damn it. Oh, this is the second point. Second point is I remember, and CJ Nikowski and Dave Raymond can attest to this. When Henry was small, before he started playing like super competitively, you know, he was just playing like Little League or whatever. You know, I'd see pictures of my friends and their kids, and they're, you know, they're on Instagram and they're holding up their hands and they've got, I mean, the most gigantic rings you've ever seen. Ridiculous. And I was like, you shouldn't be getting rings at tournaments until you win a state championship. That should be the first ring you ever get.
That's my hot kid, ring takes.
And my kid will not be wearing.
And look at him
rings.
Now.
Fast forward 5 years later, Henry McCoy's got like 20 of those ridiculous rings. And every time it's – and so what I'm saying, this is my PSA to parents. Never say never. Just never say never. Because I now am the parent of multiple children playing sports, and this is the way it's going.
Yeah.
So I've either got to fall in line. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Tell Henry, like, don't hold your hand out. Hide your ring. You know.
Just because I said something once.
I said something.
And I can't
I said it
be
10
wrong.
Years ago that you were never going to be that kid, and it's just the way it's going.
Yep.
So here's my thing, and this is my last little soapbox. I'm fine with this, and I'm fine with the rings. But can we just all take it down a notch?
Mm. It's not going to happen.
But can we just all take it down a notch?
Yeah. Please tell me Henry wore that.
He was so proud. He was so proud. And I was just like, at some point, maybe I'll get him to do this, like take a picture with all of his like gaudy rings and then this bling. And just,
so they're doing necklaces now. Is that like
this
normal?
This is the first one. Oh, so he's gotten one other necklace.
That is a chain, Julie, not a necklace. Chain. Oh, chain.
It's a chain. So he's gotten one other one, and that's when he hit an out-of-the-park home run, his first one, and they had this like thing just for those kids that are like those big spongy things that you see.
Did you have to pay for it? I guess it comes with a tournament fee. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There's a tournament fee, and then the gate entry fee.
Oh, it's to go in?
Yes. Again, there's
holy moly.
So, anyway, but if everyone, let's go. Let's bling it up. Bling, 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 bling. Let's go. But can we just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
just take it down a notch.
So aggressive.
It's the most aggressive thing I think
it's
I've ever
insane.
Seen. So, anyway.
But I can see why they love it. It's super flashy.
But here we are. And
here we
you
are.
Know what? In my OCD mind, I'm like, I'll take this over gas trophy that I'm gonna have to find a place for.
Yeah, and that
so kind of
like,
makes my OCD happy. But to all of you,
still be
out
in your
there,
house when he's married and moves out, and you're left with all the trophies.
Trust me, that shit's gonna be gone.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably,
but like to all those moms and dads,
probably has a 6-month shelf life.
To all the parents out there, like my kid will never, I will never allow them to be on screens at dinner in a restaurant. Yep. I will never allow them to wear a ridiculously obnoxious chain or ridiculously obnoxious rings if they win a tournament. Well, just wait. That's all I have to say because all I've done is eat fucking crow about this shit. And here it is.
I love it. Oh, it looks good on you, Em.
Thanks.
You should rock it.
I might wear it to work.
Yeah, you should. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
All right, it's time. We're caught up. Can't wait for next week when I'll be on the road.
Yeah.
It'll be our first little.
I know. Emily from the hotel is always fun,
Emily. From the hotel.
Get that wine going, girl.
Yeah.
I'll do the same. Thanks to Coppola. Yeah,
I'll take some.
Okay.
Okay, that'll do it for right now because we have a special guest.
Very excited now to introduce a special guest to this week's show, Dr. Angela Mirzadeh. You're a gynecologist, but what is your official title?
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah. I am a OBGYN in Fort Worth at Vivi Women's Health.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have a big, fun event to pump up that, Emily, you're going to tell everybody more about.
My second year in a row moderating the Know Your Genes event, which is a panel of you smarty pants doctors answering questions that we're going to get. We'll tell you how to submit some. We're going to get from our audience that we'll get from the audience in attendance on May 9th. But a super fun event. It's a fashion show. There's boutiques there. We get some jeans action, like J-E-A-N-S, to go with our Know Your Jeans, G-E-N-E-S. Fun little play on words. But, yeah, I'm super excited about it. It's at Colonial Country Club. You're going to be a part of the panel. And it's just kind of a fun way for women to kind of gather in a safe space, and ask questions of panelists, of doctors who are, know what they're talking about. For you to be a part of it, how cool is it to have that kind of direct connection with the Fort Worth community and those who show up?
Yes, I was very happy from the moment I heard about it and the opportunity arose, but it will be my first year getting to participate in it. And just coming off what you were saying, it's a great event for women of all ages to just learn more about their own genetic history and how that could improve their overall health or qualify them for any testing that we may be able to detect certain genes. Hence the title, that could predispose them or have early risks for certain cancers. So it's a fantastic event. We're looking forward to it.
And so important for us as women who are constantly taking care of others and worried about pretty much us at the bottom of the list, to advocate for ourselves, to find those allies in the medical field that can help educate us so we can make the best decisions as far as our health is concerned, right?
Yes, it's imperative. I mean, that saying goes, you can't take care of others unless you're taking care of yourself. But women are just known to be the caretakers and a lot of times allow their own health to be the last priority. So it's just another thing to promote how important that is, and to align with a great provider, doctor, specialist that can help you on different phases of your life from the early years. There's a lot of different gynecologic disorders that women suffer with, and then into perimenopause and menopausal years and all of the changes that occur in your metabolic system during those years. It's just so important that women know where their resources are, can trust their physicians, and can help them have best quality and quantity of life.
I always say with this situation, knowledge is power. And yeah. a lot of times women don't know what's available to them yeah. when it comes to the genetic testing or whatever yeah. it is. We talked a little bit before about my history being diagnosed with yeah. breast cancer when I was 28. And I know this is something that's near and dear to your mm-hmm. heart that kind of helped pull you into this and helping spread awareness.
Yes. Yes. So I lost my mom to ovarian cancer this past January after a long 5-year battle with ovarian cancer, and something very near and dear to my heart. Obviously, my most beloved person suffered yeah. with something. So to be able to talk more about it, let women know of early signs and symptoms, to be going to their doctor regularly, it's just something I'm extremely passionate about.
And yeah. you, because of your mother's diagnosis, then yes. found out some things about yourself.
Absolutely. So we routinely ask our patients when they come in, do they have any family history of certain cancers? And if they do, and also based off when those family members were diagnosed, can qualify for hereditary cancer screening. And usually insurance will cover it as well. I know that's a big thing for mm-hmm. patients to consider. And I learned based off my mom being diagnosed with ovarian cancer, I qualified, and then I tested positive for a mutation that can be associated with higher risk of breast cancer. So I've started doing early mammograms and qualified for that. So hopefully if anything comes about, I'll be able to detect that early.
And it does seem like those ages are like getting yes. younger yes. and younger that yeah. people are being diagnosed.
And there's some research going seeing? Into that as yeah. far as like, is it stress related? Is it dietary related? Why are we seeing a lot younger women, especially breast cancer, being diagnosed much more earlier than what we initially presumed in terms of the screening test? So a lot of research going into that as far as considering why, and then also should we be moving screening tests earlier to detect things sooner.
What? How often? I feel like I still go yearly. Yeah. yeah.
Yes, you should go to your doctor yearly regardless if you're getting a pap smear or not.
Okay.
Just to talk about those things that okay. we talked about. Perimenopausal, menopausal changes, any breast changes, even if you've had everything out, you know, you still do have an ovary. So
yeah. one hanging on.
Yeah, one, which float, is good, which is good.
Floating around out there.
It's your hormone support.
You got nothing left.
You got one on me. Like,
we have one ovary between the two of us. That's all we got left.
Yeah. There's still a lot of reasons to talk to your women health specialist, like we talked about, even if, you know, some of the organs yeah. have yeah. been removed. So
I,
know. Yeah.
I always think it's amazing. You were saying before we went on just yeah. how you were delivering a baby last night.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I always think it's amazing how much a gynecologist does.
Yes.
Like, you're seeing yeah. people for all of these annual yeah. visits. You're doing the pre-cancer testing. Mm-hmm. And then you'll randomly just get a call like, you have to go deliver a baby in the middle of the day. Yeah, is yeah. that... Is that
that's
your favorite
the beauty,
part?
That's the beauty of private practice, why I kind of chose the specialty, and it is. It's like a specific type of personality, and I'm still learning what that sweet spot is. But, yeah, it is pretty cool, like you said, to be in clinic, and then you get a call, and you just uh-huh. – thankfully, our clinic is connected by a nice sky bridge to the hospital.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a few feet away that we can go. But, yeah, definite variety, you know. Never a dull moment, never 2 days that are the
same. How many babies do you think you've delivered?
Someone has asked me that recently.
No, you gotta keep count.
So, yeah, so when you're in
you gotta have like a scoreboard.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah.
Not gonna throw one down for me.
When you're in residency, they make you keep track for your uh-huh. for your a case log. So, I believe during residency, between vaginal deliveries and C-sections, probably between 800 to 1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it goes up. It goes up fast.
Wow.
And then I honestly have not kept track since I started, but I need to.
Yeah. Okay, totally off subject.
Yeah.
Like, are you married?
I'm not. I'm dating someone.
You are?
Yes, yes.
Emily wants to set you up.
No, I'm just thinking like, God, if I was a pot doctor, I'd be like,
you would think, right? But I also think, you know, yeah, yeah. You see all like the high end, you're like, oh, that sounds awesome. But it's like long hours. You definitely don't look like dreamy out there.
Yeah.
And you're stressed and exhausted. So it's a little bit interesting, but yeah. No, not yet. But
is it is it hard to be? I mean, now you're dating someone.
Yeah.
Not to get too. But is it hard to be like single and?
I mean, I think it's always the right attitude, you know, with dating. I mean, this could be a whole other topic, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you go in with negative, like, oh, there's nobody out there. Right. Oh, it's slim pickings. But I always felt like I met really good, genuine people, and but maybe it was the energy I was putting out too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely have to make time for it, and residency is tough years to do that. But you know, you don't if you don't want to be single and you want to meet someone, you got to put yourself out there.
Are you dating a doctor?
I'm not.
You're not.
No. I never dated a doctor.
You
actually.
Haven't?
I have not.
Because I feel like so many doctors marry up. Like they're like, let's.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Because you're in the hospital all the time, so a lot of people will meet in medical school as classmates or in the residency years or beyond, or, you know, a lot of, you know, doctor plus physical therapist, you know, just something that where you're interacting. But no,
something in the medical field. Okay.
Which is my kind of preference. Cause I'm like, I don't want to go home and talk about medicine, but you know,
okay. Enough. Well, I'm done.
I know a lot of doctor, wonderful couple.
Yeah. Same. I know some too.
It is very impressive. I mean, like you said, it's a lot of hard work to get to where you've gotten to. And you're obviously changing a lot of people's lives with your job. And that's not something a lot of people can say for their career. So, thank you for making the time after delivering a baby last night.
Absolutely.
No, seriously. And let me put on my lady readers.
Pump up the big event.
Because the Know Your Genes event, which I'm super excited about, I will be there. It is at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Thursday, May 9th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Brunch is included. There's boutiques there. Yeah. It's super fun. There's like a little style show. It's like, you know, there'll be lots of jeans, like J-E-A-N-S.
Both. We're going to have both jeans.
Yes, both kinds of jeans on display.
The kinds unavoidable.
But yeah, it's
exactly. You're just there.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. It's always a fun morning, and I'm excited to ask more inappropriate questions of you on the panel that
we'll
day.
Be happy to answer them.
I won't. I promise I won't. No, that's why I got them all out of the way
today.
You're
ready. Now you're prepared for the Emily Jones experience.
Yes. Sorry. It's a wild ride, honey. It is a wild ride.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, doctor, thank you so much. I was going to try to say your name, but I'm not going to.
She's got it.
Mirzadeh.
Got it.
Mirzadeh. Okay.
Got it.
What people who are listening, if they have questions for the panel, they can email us. And we'll pass those along ahead of the event. So it's just the moms at the Mom Game Pod. If you want to email a question,
or you can DM us
or
on
DM us
Twitter
or for any of these lovely doctors
Instagram.
About anything really women's health related. But this will have a focus on knowing what's going on with your body and making sure that you're taking those precautions.
All right. Okay.
Thank you both for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for being here. The way we end every one of our shows, you look into your camera, we throw up the peace signs. It's cheesy as hell, but we do it anyway.
Which one do I look into?
Say Mom Game Out.
The middle one.
So on the count of three. Mom Game Out on the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Mom Game Out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.